Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
It's pod time again. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing. Please, at the end, take just a second to rate and comment. It really helps us keep our job.
Yeah.
And also, you can hit us up on the Facebook, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, or the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, which you can see some lovely dancing. Which I am going to start giving dances. I'm going to open a studio.
Really?
People see that dance really? Move.
If you want to look creepy on the dance floor, here you go.
CreepyDad.com. So speaking of creepy.
That really should be your website, CreepyDad.com.
CreepyDad.com. Get to it now.
Because
don't delay.
The stories you've told about, I mean, I still tell one of your stories to my friends. The story about how you overslept. And one of the girls had a friend who showed up at the house to walk with her to school. Amy was out of town, and you were supposed to get the girls up and ready. And at that time, you had the missing tooth.
Yeah.
So you were wearing a flipper.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the flipper in.
But you didn't have the flipper in, and you were in your underwear, and you ran down to answer the door, and there you were in your underpants, toothless, while your daughter's friend was at the door. Creepy dad!
CreepyDad.com!
Your toothless dad comes to the door in his underpants, and there's your friend waiting to walk with you to school.
I thought it was the middle of the night. I thought it was an emergency, so I didn't want to put pants on if it was an emergency. Like, if it was somebody, like, I'm being raw, you know, a mug or something.
What do you want, kid? Therapist.
I'm like,
what I want is a therapist, and I want my parents to come get me.
I said, what
and
are you here so
early?
I don't
ever want to come to this house again.
No, and they never did. They never came back. I could go on and on with my creepiness.
Hashtag creepy dad.
You were creepy. I guess.
How was I creepy?
I don't know. You said you hugged somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that could be creepy.
I was creepy. I was.
Yes, segue.
I am very awkward right now. Yeah. Coming out of this pandemic is difficult.
Out, that's the problem, right? We don't know if we are or not. Yeah.
It's very, very, very difficult. I'm awkward. I was
more
already
awkward.
Yeah. And now,
more awkward.
I don't think we're supposed to hug again. And I went in for a hug anyway because I've been really struggling without hugs. I am a hugger. I've said for years, I'm a hugger in a handshake world. I can't handshake.
No.
I can't hug. You just don't get the same benefit from a fist bump. You don't.
No.
So
how about if you grind the fist?
I recognize another hugger.
Yeah.
Both vaxxed up. And I was like, girl, I miss hugging. She said, me too. We went in for the hug. And then I felt her pull away. And I realized, oh, my God, I did that thing.
Oh,
I was the person who held on too long.
Did you?
When you feel the other person start to pull away. And then I felt her like, I guess we're not done. So she kind of went pseudo back in.
So even when she was trying to get away, you held on even another couple beats longer.
Well, then she started hugging me back because she felt she started to pull away, but I was still hugging. So then she started hugging me again, and I didn't want to pull away until she was done. It was so awkward.
For you.
It is very hard.
Why?
Very hard after I've been unsocialized.
But you should still know the length. I mean, can we get back to the length?
I don't understand anymore.
And I think the length has to be shorter than it used to be until we're really totally out. I mean, it's just kind of like,
I think I just got, I'm either all in or all out. I don't know how to do this.
Wait, who brought up the hug thing?
Of course it was me.
Oh! Okay, now it just got worse. So you brought it up and you lingered.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh.
I did. It was inappropriate. And I could feel it.
Are you going to be...
And then I have to start talking about awkward hugging.
Of course you do.
Because I'm awkward. Like, you know what? You know that awkward feeling?
Like,
she was like, no, you know what? So then she's trying to make me feel okay about hugging too long.
Oh, God.
And so then I'm talking to her, and then somebody else wanders over, and she's like, oh, yeah, that happens to me, too.
Now everybody in the place knows. Now everybody in the podcast knows. Are you going to bring up the hugging thing? Are you going to be out on this? Are you going to be What did you say? Like, hey, are you vaxxed, or do you like? How do you do it in this day and age? How do you approach it?
I saw her. We hadn't seen each other in over a year. I was like, oh my gosh, I miss your sweet face, and I miss hugging. She was like, I miss hugging too. I was like, I'm fat. She said, me too. And then I said, bring
okay,
it in.
Okay.
And I did my hands. Bring it in, girl. Yeah. Bring it in. Mm-hmm. And we hugged, and then I felt her like pull away, and then I was like, oh. And then she pulled me closer because she pulled away.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to pull away from her because she pulled away from me. So it was this very awkward embrace that I felt the need to talk about.
And I don't, are you going to be bringing it up again ever?
No, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I just got to wait to be hugged.
Let someone else bring it up at least.
Yeah.
At least. And,
yeah.
then at least if they bring it up, you're at least just the lingerer perhaps, but not the bring it up and linger because that's a double.
No, I'm not lingering anymore. I'm going in real quick and then I'm letting go.
Doing one of my things where I just kind of like,
And then, of course, I bring you up.
Oh, dang, why'd you throw me in the hug bus?
I was like, you know who's even more awkward at hugging than me?
Thank you.
Because
thank
you are.
Yeah, well,
you know, I've worked historically with a bunch of guys who aren't huggers. You go to hug them and they, you know, they just get rigid. Like, yeah. Oh, I don't like to be touched. But I said that you gave me one hug a year.
Yep.
It's an awkward hug from behind.
Yep, it'll come from behind.
That HR would probably frown on.
but
you only give me one a year. And I was also saying that I was having a rough day here in the studio. You know, I was going through a lot trying to get mom to go to daycare. And I was getting text messages from the home health aides and just having a rough day in the studio. And you gave me a hug that day. And you told me, I know I usually save this for the end of the year, but I'm going to give it to you now. And it wasn't even that. You were like, I'm going to give you an additional hug because you're going through something. So in addition to the one at the end of the year, you got this one. You made it clear that, all right, lady, it's May, but you're done. you're getting your 2021 hug early because you need it.
Wow.
But don't go getting greedy. It still stands at one a year.
Check it on the box.
Like, hey, could you use a hug? I know I only give you one a year, but I'm going to give you an extra one. Nope. This is your hug for the year.
Well, there
May.
I gave you it.
So you might be needy between now and the end of the year, but honey, you've used up your hugs.
You used up your Christmas hug's gone.
Like, so that's how much you can care.
Yeah, that's good. Good, thank you. I think. I'm thinking it as a compliment.
Hug bank empty.
Hug bank is empty. I don't know even how you make a deposit in the hug bank. I don't even know how that happens. The other thing that's happened in your life, instead of the awkward hugging, is the awkward fear of wildlife you have.
It's not awkward fear.
It's definitely not. No, it's not.
Definitely.
She's over the top afraid.
Not.
No.
Oh, yes, she is.
No.
I was hanging with a friend of mine who grew up in a rural area, Boyertown, Pennsylvania. And they had a horse named Bobby and lots of dogs and goats and chickens.
Yeah.
She's definitely an animal person.
Uh-huh.
So I took her up to TIAC, the Tryon International Equestrian Center, you know, so we could get a view of some of the thoroughbreds that are up there. And then we headed on up to Asheville. We were going to go to the Biltmore and check out the Biltmore stables,
nice,
too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as we're going up toward the Biltmore estate, we just came through the gates, and all of a sudden, what runs in front of our car but a giant bear? It's a bear, okay? It's a bear.
Yeah.
And I was like, I slammed on the brakes. I was like, oh my gosh, a bear! And I go to grab my phone so I can get a picture of this bear. And then as I pulled my phone out of my purse and hit the video record button, I see her rolling down the window.
And there's a problem?
And I said, what are you doing? When you see a bear, you don't roll down the window. You roll up the window.
Because it wasn't coming at your car or near the window.
So when I screamed at her, she screamed and dropped her phone. She was like, I missed my picture. You startled me.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you doing?
Well, the bear was running, right?
What are you doing? All over my Facebook feed, I see videos and pictures of bears getting in cars.
But that's getting in.
Bears actually using their bare paws to open up the car door. You think this thing isn't going to crawl in?
Yes.
We We've got snacks in here.
But so
we've got snacks.
He's far away from you, right? He was decent distance, and you're screaming
until you roll down the window and he smells your damn snacks.
Well, you screamed. I might have drawn his attention. You never know. See,
you don't roll down a window when you see a wild animal like that. You roll up the window
away,
if the window is down. Didn't I tell you it just ran in front of our car?
I know, but what about turning around, coming back? You should be able to get the window up.
That's what she said. She was like, I could have rolled the window back up. You got startled by me saying, roll the window up. All of a sudden, you've got this poise while a bear is crawling into the car.
You could have floored
it. Ma'am. No, ma'am.
She might be right. And you're startled by her saying, pull up the window. The bear comes. What you going to do?
All of a sudden, you're poised. Excuse me for a moment, bear. I've got some rolling up to do.
And you could drive away. And you didn't get a good picture after all that.
No, of course not. What I have is a video of my chin going, why are you rolling the window down?
Okay, I have a bear story. But when I was a kid, my parents tell this tale because they almost killed me. We were in Canada somewhere or whatever, and there was like a little, you know, the park ranger stand, like just a toll booth kind of looking thing.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, away from the road. And there was this big bear next to it. And so we all get out of the car and walked over. And the ranger's like, hey, how you guys doing? They're like, hey, we love your pet bear. And he gets out of his little toll booth, runs back in, slams the door and yells out, it's not a pet!
And I should laugh at that. You could have been eaten.
Yeah.
You could have been eaten.
And so everybody took off back from the car, but I'm like 8 or something. So my parents are hightailing. They were long gone with my brother and sister in arms. And they remember looking back like, Mike, come on. Come on, you got to get in the car.
I see where you get it from now. Totally. It makes total sense.
And I always think that park ranger like crapped himself because he was like, 6 inches from him once he came around and looked at it. And then like closing everything up and yelling, get out of here, you idiots. Got a pet. The thing looked well fed. It was just sitting there, I guess. Whatever.
It just ate. It wasn't hungry for Batman.
It wasn't hungry for human beings at that point. Let's see what else I've got for you. Oh, I saw this list of things that people forget on vacation. And
forget to take with them?
Yes.
Or leave behind?
They forget to take with them.
Okay.
And I think you'll be surprised and maybe a little concerned that number 10 on the thing.
Please don't say underwear.
Underwear.
You pack that first, people.
Thank you.
You pack
underwear
that first.
Maybe a lot of people are just going
the first
commando.
I keep toiletries in my go bag.
Oh.
So my overnight bag that I take on most trips has my toiletries already in it. When I come back from a trip, I see what's in there, replenish it before I put that bag away.
Really? So it's already ready to go?
That's already ready to go.
Uh-huh.
First thing in, underpants.
How much?
Double what I need.
Honestly, truly.
Just in case. I don't know what's happening, but I also know, like, if I go swimming or something, I have on underwear, I put on a swimsuit, I'm not putting those same underwear back on from earlier in the day. So
what?
So if there's pool, hot tub, spa involved.
Yeah.
Definitely a 2 pair of underwear day for me.
What? That's my problem.
I can't put underwear back on that I've taken off. I simply cannot do it.
I don't know why. I must admit that I sometimes underpack in the last couple of days. I might be using them over again.
You've washed them, right?
No, not because you washed them, but you know, you sometimes get confused which is dirty, which is clean.
No, you don't.
And then you smell them, and they smell good. It's the last day. Kind of been just hanging out.
What type of trips you taking where your drawers are clean?
Those people don't deserve that.
Deserve
that.
I mean, you know, and
they've given you good hospitality, and all you can offer in return is stank butt.
Well, yeah. Well, if I'm about to go, like, let's say, I know we're going to be going out walking around.
Walking around, like, with people?
Then I might as well
like,
use
in a tour group? Downwind?
Then I might as well use the dirty one, because they're all going to get dirty anyway.
Why you pack extra underwear.
I don't like to overpack. I have to super underpack.
So you only pack the exact amount of underwear you need, or you go in low?
Exactly.
Like, hey, I'm going away for 4 days, I'm only going to pack 2 pair of underpants.
4 days is 6 pairs.
Okay, that's good.
That makes sense.
But I still might whip through
a
those.
A minimum of 6. I would prefer for 4 days, I prefer 8.
Thank you, because I need 2 per day if something happens.
I always try to underpack, since my rest of my family overpacks. And I want it, but she's always at the end of the thing. She, every time, it's like, could you just bring at least 1 more pair of underwear? You're always one short.
Oh, God!
Wow. So you choose to not wear clean underwear.
No, I don't choose to, but...
Gosh.
You just...
I'm not sure they are. Sometimes I'm not sure. Do I wear this and put it back in the suitcase or not? I don't know.
You don't use that in every hotel room, and you mainly stay in hotels. They always have that little bag for your dirty clothes. You don't bother with that?
No, I throw everything in a ball in the closet.
Okay.
Got you. This is really telling,
Matthew. I couldn't even share a hotel room with you.
At all.
Yeah. But I put it in the closet and close the door so no one can see it.
Oh, good for them.
It doesn't exist now.
Yeah, it doesn't exist now. It doesn't exist. All right, thanks for hanging with us on the podcast. Rate, comment, share. Definitely share. Definitely share. And hit us up, Matt Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris, or Ramona Holloway. Watch, Eric, thanks. And we'll talk soon.